We just have 6 minutes with Kenny this week. Thanks, Kenny, for being here.
Hey, I'm always happy. Any minute I get with you all is is a real nice treat.
All right. Well, it seems like what you're going to tell us is going to have extra import this week, because we've just been talking with Karen Zemlin, who is going with five others, going to hopefully be swimming in a relay from Split Rock to Duluth next week. And they're very closely watching wind, weather, and waves, as you can guess. But we've had a pretty, let's see, we did get some rain this week, so that's good. And it seemed like we were hearing about how the world below us in southern Minnesota was baking, but we had 60s and sort of overcast haze and fog a lot of the week. So kind of unique up here this week, I think.
Yeah, you got to miss out on really one of the major weather events of the year in Minnesota. We had quite a heat wave in the southern parts of the state. And I won't get into too many details here. It was heat index values hit 120 degrees, which is some of the highest we've had. It's probably the second hottest day in terms of total heat content. So that's the effect of temperature and humidity. Remember, humidity does contain actual heat. So it's a different quantity than temperature. So for total heat content, it was probably the second hottest day on record in Minnesota. But it was part of this heat dome, which basically had a kind of a firm boundary, and it never got up past about Brainerd or so. And so off to the north, temperatures were in the 60s. And inside of that heat dome, it was outrageous. Temperatures 90s, 100. Dew points were up around 80. So it was just a steam bath. So you did real well. It was cool in the Arrowhead and in most of northern Minnesota.
Wow. Is it over now?
Yeah, I think the worst of this summer's heat is over. I mean, there will probably be more warm spells, but we're getting pretty late in the year. And, you know, at the end of August, it's just hard to get really exceptional heat because, you know, you're short on sunlight by, you know, a couple hours versus where you were around the solstice. And it's just the sun angle is lower, so the sun itself is weaker. That combined with a weaker duration of lower duration of sunlight just makes it harder to get really hot. And also this time of year, things start coming out of the north more frequently than the south. So I don't doubt that we'll have more warm days, maybe 90s in southern Minnesota a couple times, and maybe 80s in the northern parts of the state. I don't think that that's off the table, but I do think the scorching, you know, record-setting heat is probably done.
And two weeks ago, you discussed a bit of a bet going on in the office. Did whoever predicted more heat win that bet yet, or was it?
Well, we've got all year yet.
Oh, okay.
So that was the number of 90-degree days to end the season in the Twin Cities, and you know, the last 90-degree day on record in Minnesota occurred in October. So we've got a ways to go before early October, but we've got a ways to go before we can call this one.
Okay.
But I had said that we would finish the year at 29 days. Pete had said we would finish the year at 27. These are both pretty high. They're not quite in the top 10, but they would be. That's on the high end of what you expect for 90-degree days in the Twin Cities. Our average is about 13 or 14, and so we're basically doubled it. We're sitting at 26. So if we don't get any more 90-degree days, Pete wins. If we get, you know, three more, I win.
Okay.
So
I thought maybe it would already have been past your estimate even, and then we would have known, but not yet.
Yeah. No, there have been some cool days sprinkled in there.
Yeah.
So for your swimmers, for folks jumping in the lake, and anyone out on the lake, actually next week looks pretty agreeable. Not anything. The wind part is always hard to see in advance because all you need is a good fetch of wind going over the lake. And a 10-mile-an-hour wind here inland turns into a 25-mile-an-hour stiff breeze out on the water. So it's hard to see for some of the wind, but the conditions for most of next week look really pleasant. Highs, you know, kind of very slight chances of rain. We're in a dry pattern again. It's always going to be different on the lake, but near the lake, we're looking at highs in the 70s, low 70s, mid 70s maybe, and lows around 50 to 55 for most of next week. That's really, really nice weather.
Yeah, so. Really nice and stable. So that's a good baseline anyway.
Yeah.
Great.
And I think, you know, looking beyond that, you know, we're going to start seeing the influences of El Nino increasing in Minnesota. And it has kind of mixed results for late summer and fall. That usually means cooler weather before we transition to very mild conditions in the wintertime. We're in a big El Nino pattern right now, but it hasn't fully taken hold in the atmosphere. So all this heat that we've had in the Midwest and in the U.S. and globally, it probably has nothing to do with the big El Nino pattern switch that's underway. That'll have a bigger effect next year.
Okay. You answered my question before I even asked it. Thanks so much, Kenny. We'll talk to you again next week.
Always good talking to you. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Yep. Thanks. Sounds good. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.